With me on the line, I have Fianna Fáil Councillor John Francis Bin, who is a member of the Joint Policing Committee, was at that meeting on Friday. John Francis, good morning to you. We're seeing again, unfortunately, more carnage on our roads. The talk at the meeting last Friday was to deal with issues on Kerry roads from a road safety point of view. You're raising an issue about pedestrians, is it?
Yeah, good morning, Joreen. Good morning to your listeners. This is an issue that... that has been popping up for some time now. On a weekly basis, I'm getting calls about pedestrians walking the roads without yellow jackets. I suppose, and especially here in the Killargan area, I've been getting quite a lot around my own local area. Over the past number of years, since 2021. We had 20 fatalities of pedestrians were killed. In 2022 and 2023, there was 45 and 47 in 45, 22 and 47 in 2023. So that's a rise of nearly around 60% over in a short period of time. And I suppose In my local area, from what I've been told and from the reports that are coming in, that especially since the Ukrainians and other non-nationals have been housed in rural outskirts parts of the town.
Yes, yeah.
Look, unfortunately, you know, they wouldn't have their own vehicles, and the transport that would be provided for them would be mostly during the day. And
no footpaths for when they want sort of walking on the roads, which are, I suppose, not designed for it, and cars travelling fast, so... there needs to be more done on that for safety.
Yes. Look, there's footpaths only going a certain amount of a way to where they're staying. And look, it's no fault of these people. But what we just want to do is just to raise awareness, because the last thing we want is someone getting knocked down. And look, I mean, 47 fatalities is a lot. We want to try and decrease them numbers, you know, in the year ahead. But look, all we want to do is to raise awareness, you know, with these people, and they will be contacted, and the guards and the RSA will be running a campaign around this, and they will be provided with high-vis jackets. And look, Jerry, this isn't just Ukrainians or other non-nationals. This is an issue with cyclists. This is an issue across the board, you know. Our roads are very busy with people walking and with people cycling. And I suppose, look, what I would try and encourage people to do as well would be, especially, like, you know, rural parts of our county, like, I mean, you have the likes of Rossbridge, you know, to encourage people to use our beaches, to use, you know, walkways, facilities that are
safer rather than walking on the roads.
Back roads aren't suitable.
I take your point. John Francis, final point. Look, Fianna Fáil gearing up. You're gearing up to run in the local elections, I take it. You've yet to be formally declared, but it's just a matter of course in the Kinmare area, tree running as is. Are you confident that you'll hold on to your 10 seats in the council?
Well, yeah, look, the Kinmare Municipal District, our convention is yet to be held, but there's only three nominated, myself, Michael Cahill and Norman Murarty. So there will be a convention just to ratify it. All other conventions have been held at this point. All my colleagues are hard-working colleagues, look, and I'm sure that they'll keep working as hard as they can. And look, I suppose, look, elections are funny from election to election, and we have a couple of months to the election, so anything could happen. So look, all we'll do is contest and see how we get on, and look, hopefully that all my colleagues will be returned.
Okay, John Francis, we'll leave it there. That's John Francis Fianna Fáil on that issue on the road.